Most of us don't handle rejection all that well, whether it's being left off the invite list to a social function or having your soulmate trade you in on a newer model. Rejection hurts. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Rejection is, I think, one of the most painful things that we can ever go through in life. I've had one or two big rejections in my life, and let me tell you, the scars are still there. When was the last time that you suffered at the hands of rejection? Cast your mind back. I'm sure you'll remember it well. No doubt it still hurts to think about it, and it's especially difficult when all that's in your heart is to do good, and yet people just trample on those good intentions. But of course, there's nothing new in any of that. The biggest rejection in all of human history was when God's chosen people rejected his son, when they mocked him, beat him, and nailed him to a cross. Psalm 118, verses 22 and 23. The stone that the builders rejected became the cornerstone. The Lord made this happen, and we think it's wonderful. Imagine the pain that Jesus suffered when he was rejected by most, when he was betrayed by a friend, when he was deserted by all. God is a God who understands the pain of rejection firsthand. And yet out of that, Jesus' name was lifted up above every other name. God made his enemies his footstool. The same Jesus that suffered will reign over all forever and ever. Amen. Sometimes people will reject you, and when they do, it's going to hurt. But in the middle of all that, God will never reject you. And when all is said and done, your reward will be great. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Whatever life throws at you, God's wisdom and God's love shed a whole different light on things, don't they? So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. And right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching from God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com. May you be blessed as you receive God's Word.